Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, according to the AFMA, one of the main reasons as to why they want to shift to streaming technology is because of the insecurity of operating environments on the vessels. Do you believe this is the main reason for a shift, or do you think that the AFMA is receiving pressure from marine conservatives?
Well, I think it's a bit of both, because the sooner they can resolve a dispute, the on a ship in an incident like the one you described, the safer it is for the observers they have on the boat, who sometimes, you know, aren't very welcome to be there in the first place.
Mm. Yeah, right. Well, I don't understand that it would be not very welcome as a process. I do understand it's also a big cost difference, though, the process of high-definition streaming versus postal providers is a comparison of, you know, a few hundred dollars. Now, there's talk that the AFMA may shift to streaming in the near future. How are they going to fund the service?
Well, they have to fund it out of their own budget, so it's not feasible at the moment, but there may be ways that they can work around it by, turning on the cameras at more sort of judicious intervals, so they're not having to push everything that the cameras pick up on the boat. So maybe you just have the camera trigger when, say, a catch incident's happening, which might, or you reduce the resolution of the information. But yes, you're certainly right. It's not feasible at the moment for them to work out of their own budget on that.
Mm. Right. Well, how much more efficient and practical would this service be over the current service they're using?
Well, it'd be certainly more practical, because they could stream the information back in real time, and therefore there'd be no delay in their ability to respond to media reports or disputed reports between the boats and the marine observers, which is what happened in the Geelong Star incident, which, you know, exploded on social media, and the issue became so clouded that they eventually faced questions from the Senate Defence Committee as to why they took so long to respond. In which case, they had to explain that, you know, that sometimes their observers, you know, were at risk from crews, so they needed to find another way to do it. So it's definitely more practical, but definitely not more cost-effective.
Do you think that having this sort of, permanent stream and constant eyes on the fishing practices and that sort of stuff might improve safety and, you know, proper practice as far as, like, marine life goes? If there's constant eyes on it, might help improve things?
Well, it's certainly got to, you know, sort of raise the issue in the mind of, an operating vessel. So I can't see why it wouldn't. Again, I think in this case it's more for AFMA to be able to respond more quickly and to sort of move away from having human observers, so that they've got less people at risk in unsafe environments.
Mm. Yeah, right. Well, one last question before I do let you go, Andrew, is, of course, the concept of, like, an information dump, I suppose. Obviously, a person sending updates is only going to send limited updates. A permanent video stream is going to be pretty overwhelming to catalogue and keep up to date with. Do you think there will potentially be an issue of too much footage going through?
Not if they choose the right way to do it. As I said, if you change the resolution or you choose the right time to turn on the cameras, like perhaps by using some sort of motion detection or detection on the trawler that tells you when the catch is being brought in, it'll still take a long time for the information to get from ship to shore. But if they do that properly, they shouldn't really face that problem.
Mm. Yeah, well, hopefully things can get a little bit safer out there for everybody. Things can perk up a little bit. Andrew, thanks so much for joining me to have a chat and share some information about
what's
happening. Cheers.